Triple J.
Good morning, Triple J Brekkie with Tom and Alex. Thanks for tuning in. Another big day, our guest in the studio this morning, waking up with you. Hooray.
Hey.
Hey. Vampire Weekend headlining. Lots of people excited about the third record we might be getting in 2013 from them. And we've got Ezra and Chris from the band in the studio this morning. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chris Thompson, we should say as well. Chris Thompson, can people tell your voice is apart with Mr. Bayo?
It's probably a little bit lower. Yeah. But I'm not sure.
Okay.
He's taller than me, so you know it evens out.
We know, yeah. Sure. the true fans will be able to distinguish the two. That's good. He's got a big gig. We had Foles in the studio yesterday, and they were explaining that Chris Bayo is taking on Edwin from their band in the DJ set in Melbourne at the Ding Dong Lounge. Are you guys going to be there to see the carnage?
I just saw that. Bayo just told me about that. That seems like a pretty good head-to-head matchup.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, who's the better DJ? I don't know.
Did you attend the weigh-in when they were in the underpants on the scales?
Oh, yeah, we've shown some support.
We actually tussled with the other fours a little bit.
I've got a lot of money on it.
Well, we asked the guys yesterday what they would play in a DJ set, and the answer was Berlin, actually, which we didn't particularly think would get the crowd
Take
jumping.
My breath away, you know.
Like, oh, that's a snoozer.
Oh, the trash talk begins.
Forget that.
What would Ezra and Chris from Vampire Weekend counter with?
Well, I found back when we used to occasionally do a band DJ set, always got people moving with Killing in the Name of Rage Against the Machine.
Yes. Yeah,
and I have a feeling people in Australia appreciate that song.
Yeah, well, the Triple J listeners voted it to number 2 in the hottest 100 songs of all time. Yeah. And we did that a couple of years ago.
See, I didn't even know that.
There you go.
Straight off the top of my head.
You just know we like swearing a lot and jumping around and getting angry. That's good. I remember seeing Rage Against the Machine at Big Day Out a couple of years. What was that, 2006 or
something.
Like 7? Like
it was something.
A couple of years ago. And I was surrounded by Rage fans while Björk was playing her set on the other stage. So while she was doing her weird Icelandic folk, weird indie pop, I was surrounded by angry Rage fans who just wanted to see some.
That's a crazy
carnage,
head-to-head.
You know.
Have you shared a lineup with some pretty intense bands that other fans were perhaps not as happy to have Vampire Weekend in the scenario?
I think probably one of our biggest fumbles was we ended up on this German hard rock festival and it was, I remember Offspring was the headliner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Offspring could go either way.
Sure.
But this was kind of like billed as like a punk hard rock festival. So it was Offspring, then a bunch of these like German punk bands. And then we were kind of like before and nobody really knew us. There's all these like just like tatted up hardcore German dudes out in like the forest somewhere. And we tried. I mean, they responded to some of our harder moments.
Right.
It was a tough fit, though.
Yeah, but there was also a bar where you could strap in and they would take you up like 100 feet and you'd have a shot of
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we drowned our sorrows.
Did the tattooed men sing along to the hey, 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 hey?
In that bit?
In A-Punk?
I think they just like kind of, that's maybe when they noticed us a little bit. I don't even know if they knew that song, to be honest.
Or did you get a bit like more hot? Like, did you put a bit of screamo in there as well? And like,
I mean, we're crowd pleasers. You know? we're going to try. Wherever we are, we're going to try to connect with
them. You hear that, kids?
If
you go see Vampire Weekend, they're going to meet expectations and then some.
The chameleons of the Big Day Out tour at the moment, which is going around the country. We might have a chat to you about that after we play some music. This is one off Contra, which you guys have requested.
Might ask you a few questions about the new record as well. I'm sure you're not sick about talking about that at all. Yes, this is White Sky. We'll be back with Ezra and Chris real soon. On Triple J, that's Vampire Weekend, White Sky, and Ezra and Chris from that band waking up with you this morning here at Triple J Breakfast, playing a sold-out show at the Metro Theatre in Sydney tonight, and then as Big Day Out continues this weekend in Adelaide, Melbourne, and Perth. You can see those guys there if you're in those parts of the country. Remember, still a whole bunch of photos and audio from Triple J's coverage of Big Day Out from last Friday in Sydney up online.
How did you guys go in the Big Day Outs thus far? I just got to see you at Sydney. A very hot event happening there.
I think that was probably the biggest takeaway from Sydney. It was a great show. I thought the crowd was, you know, doing the best they could, but it definitely seemed like when we got to the Gold Coast and the heat was not oppressive, you know, I think people were able to jump around a little bit more without drenching themselves in sweat.
Definitely.
But both shows are really good.
But can I say, as a fan of shorts myself, you've done very well wearing the shorts on stage as well. A lot of bands, a bit afraid to bear some shin. Band of Horses looked very hot on stage with the jeans.
Well, it's been controversial. We appreciate you saying that. I mean, we've been wearing a lot of shorts since day one. I mean, that's always been part of our vibe.
Yeah.
But there was, you know, feeling. Now we're playing the main stage at Big Day Out.
Yeah.
You know, we do want to present something kind of elegant.
Mm.
But it was very hot. So we kind of like, I think we struck the right balance.
No, I think you did very well.
Men's legs can be elegant, you know, if you've got the right pins.
If you got the right knees.
Yeah.
The question is, Ezra, do you have the knees? Do you have the knees to please?
Well, I did. I was nervous that I didn't, but then we got pretty good feedback on Twitter. A lot of people were like in the shorts. Although then in Gold Coast, I decided to see what happened if I wore long pants.
Right. And?
Gold Coast was loving it. Honestly, Gold Coast was freaking out.
Right.
I mean, if anyone says that we don't get the real answers, then we don't ask the tough questions during our music interviews.
Yeah, people have been wanting to know about Ezra Koenig's patella for a long time, and we've just found out.
We're telling all.
This new record we're getting from you guys, the third record we're getting from you guys in 2013, there's been a lot of talk about it. You didn't want to rush the process. That was really important to you. Is that right, Ezra?
Right. I mean, we truly believe in every song that we've ever put out, which obviously is not that many. It's only two albums worth. But we truly feel like we have a personal bar that we think a song needs to reach for it to belong on the album. So sometimes, you know, maybe you got four or five songs that you really like and you think there's good writing and, you know, cool production, cool playing and stuff. But we just can't stand the idea of any kind of filler. So we need to feel really good about every song. So, you know, maybe you get to have seven songs that you're psyched about, but that's still not quite an album. So it just took a minute to, you know, it comes in, you know, spurts sometimes.
Yeah. It must be difficult to do, mate. To get those songs, but also a certain amount of comfort in that you are reaching the bar that you're setting for yourself.
Yeah, of course. And we have to, you know, we have to go tour behind it for a very long time. And, you know, we're used to that feeling. You know, in Contra, we played a crazy amount of shows all over the world and stuff. So we need to feel confident in what we're bringing to the table. You know, no matter what the reaction is, as long as we feel like psyched about every song and that we didn't kind of, you know, half-ass it, then we can do it.
It's like the shorts. If you feel confident about the shorts, people are going to love it. Like, you need to make sure they're the right shorts in your...
Right, exactly. Position. But people can tell if you're not a shorts guy and you're up there fronting.
And Chris, what was it like getting back together after that? You had that, you know, Contra was such a huge record and you were playing shows all over the place. You guys all had a bit of solo time and then what was it like coming back together as a band to work on this new project?
Well, it was actually a lot of fun. I mean, I think that the first few months after we stopped touring, Contra was sort of the first, I would say, capital T, capital O, time off that we'd had. You know, because time off, there's always something going on.
Right.
But yeah, so it was nice to just do our own damn thing. And when we came back together, like, it felt good. We weren't tired or, like, you know, tour hungover sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, I think that some people have asked, like, oh, you know, you've been away for so long. But I think for us, it doesn't really feel like that. Like Ezra was saying, we've just been away long enough until we feel like, you know, we wanted to come back or we had what we wanted to come back with.
Yeah.
Sensational. On Triple J, chatting to Ezra and Chris from Vampire Weekend. Let's have a listen to the lads in action at the very hot Big Day Out when they played the main stage. Just imagine the shorts here as you're listening to this, please.
We'll be back. We're going to stop talking about the shorts because we're probably making you feel uncomfortable. No?
Sorry. No, shorts are very comfortable.
All right, great news. On Triple J, live from the Sydney Big Day Out, recorded by the live music team. On Friday of last week, that is Vampire Weekend and A-Punk.
We really nailed that one.
Oh yeah, killed it.
Sometimes when I DJ, guys, I play that song in my sets, and when it comes to that A bit, I bring down the fader and everyone sings along.
What, the live version from...
Not the live version. That will now be part of the set. Yeah.
Okay. That'll be brave. Have you ever seen a DJ drop a live version of a track in their set?
Only 2 days after it was recorded and performed?
Yeah. Very rarely. Well,
I'm hot off the press.
Next level.
I'm an edgy guy, you know. We do have Ezra and Chris here. And is it true that you guys are playing some new stuff that you've never played anywhere else on this Australian tour? Some debuting some new songs?
I think tonight's the big night.
Yeah, we're thinking about it.
We'll see how soundcheck goes.
Well, you debuted that track, Unbelievers, on the Jimmy Kimmel Show last year around Halloween. Great costumes, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Did you feel nervous about that, putting that out there before you had everything locked down on the new record? And
well, a little bit, but with Contra, we'd been playing White Sky for like over a year before that album came out. And I think there's something cool about people getting to watch YouTube videos and kind of familiarizing themselves with the song. And, you know, some people want to wait till the record, and that's fine too. And obviously, we put a lot of work into the studio version, but the feedback's been great. And I think, you know, it's also cool because it does take so long to, like, finish an album, get it out there, that, you don't have to keep everything to yourself, you know, at least remind, at least, also I feel like people were starting to wonder, like, if we were just, like, hanging out on a beach somewhere. So I think that showed them that we were still hard at work.
And as far as album artwork goes for the third record, Ezra, there was a bit of trouble with Contra after the fact, which has been unfortunate for you guys. Yeah. How's it going for album number three?
I think we've just about finished it, and we got some.
We're pursuing
really
all the appropriate
with.
Legal avenues.
Right, we're not trying to get sued again.
Yeah,
good tactic. Yeah, that's good. Rostam said that the new record is influenced by jazz, Bob Dylan, and The Clash. Would that sound like this? Is that close at all, Chris?
You know what? That sounded like the opener.
That's the new record. Yeah. Sorry, Ezra, you missed that. I don't know if it's the joke's gone.
I have another listen.
They're just playing all three at the same time. You get it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, now I get it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay, great. Well, there you go.
I mean, it's always, with our albums, it's always hard to reel off the influences because it always comes together in a strange way, but there's definitely a lot of new feelings and new vibes on this album.
You can't reveal anything about the Major Lazer record, which we're going to get in February, which will feature your good self, Ezra. That's going to
In February. Well, one thing that's funny about that to me is that I remember Diplo sending me a bunch of beats about 3 years ago. Because I remember we were touring behind Contra. We were playing some shows in France, and he sent me this beat that I liked, and I recorded some vocals onto my laptop in the hotel room, and I sent them to him, and I was like, all right, and he liked it, and we're like, all right, this is cool. And then years go by, and now it's 2013, and now it's finally coming out, so that one's been marinating for a long time. But
the same stuff you set off those years ago, you didn't re-record them at any point.
A little bit later that year, I met up with him in LA and like added a few things to it, but we still got those French laptop vocals for all the audio aficionados. But I'm excited for that to come out. Everything I've heard from that record is really cool, and there's a lot of cool people on it. I love the
Shaggy's on the record.
Yeah, Shaggy's on it, yeah. Which is crazy. And then I love the song with Amber from Dirty Projectors. That's been out for a while.
Yeah,
Get Free.
Great tune. Well, the longer the marination, the more succulent the meal. We know this, so we look forward to it coming out. Ezra and Chris from Vampire Weekend, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Triple J.
Thanks, guys.